The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The supply drought of houses for sale in Dublin City has led to the return of a highly competitive commuter market. House prices on the commuter belt have risen by almost 3% over a three-month period. That's according to a report by the Real Estate Alliance, REA. And joining me now is Seamus Carthy of the REA. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, a squeeze on accommodation in the capital has led to the spread of demand.
Yes, indeed, Pat. I suppose the last quarter has confirmed, I suppose, a situation that we're all very, very familiar with in the context of a lack of supply. To be fair, across the entire country, there is an existing and sort of natural market there across the entire country, which is undersupplied. And as a consequence, there's a rise across the board in terms of each and every county.
Now, what you've published in your report today is a look at the average price of a three-bed semi-D in every county and city in the country. That's what you've looked at.
That's correct. And that's what we've done, I suppose, successfully since 2012. We basically concentrate on the three-bed semi-detached market. It's the guide in terms of the affordable market. It's the area that most people are trying to get into. So it's reflective of, I suppose, an area where most people are trying to buy and can afford to buy.
Yeah. Now, looking at the numbers, in top place, predictably enough, it's Dublin City. 532,233 euro for a three-bed semi. The lowest, Donegal, 170,000. So you're talking about one-third of the price of the Dublin price for a three-bed semi in Donegal.
Yes. And that's the reality. There's a significant, obviously, difference in that. But again, there's a significant demand and change of desire in terms of who would like to obviously locate in the Donegal region and who obviously would locate in the Dublin region. So obviously, the main market and the main demand is in the Dublin region. And what's coming to fore is that, and it's quite a strong word, you know, when we're talking about markets and we're saying that there's a complete lack of supply in the Dublin region. We're describing it as a drought. I mean, it's a significant phrase to sort of attribute to your city, your main city in your country. So as a consequence of that drought, I suppose, there's a knock-on effect there in terms of the commuter areas.
Looking at your top five, Dublin in first place, 532, thereabouts, 1,000 euro. In second place is Kildare, 411,000. So we're really looking at commuter belt territory here. And then Wicklow, 370,000. Cork City is 385,000. That's in third place. And then, strangely, maybe Kerry, 347,000. What explains the demand in Kerry?
Yeah, I suppose it comes down to, again, the lack of supply in these particular areas. The previous areas you've mentioned, there may be that little bit more building going on. In respect of the Kerry market, what our agents are saying is that in the last 3 months in particular, there's been, in particular in Tralee, would you believe, there's been a particular increase over the last 12 months of 55,000 over that 12-month period.
So when you're looking at averages, this is the problem. You know, if you've got one development, say, of a couple of hundred houses that comes on the market and the price is high because of its location, it distorts the average for the whole county.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And like we're going to mention continuously the lack of supply, and that's the frustration here, because no matter where you are in the country, there is a lack of supply. It's compounded in different areas depending on obviously the size and the location. But the big point, I suppose, we want to get across today, Pat, is that, you know, across the country there is a lack of supply, and the market is getting quite frustrated as a result. Ideally, people obviously would like to live, you know, where they would, you know, where they work and so forth. But for example, if you look at the Louth market this year or this quarter, for example, 80% of the people that are buying there at the moment are from outside the county. 80%, 75% are first-time buyers.
So does this tell us that it's the commuters again who are living or working in the greater Dublin area are buying in Louth?
That's that's the reality of it, Pat. They simply don't have the options, and I suppose there's a lack of belief that things are going to change in the near future, and as a consequence, obviously Louth is a beautiful destination, but it's probably not, you know, a number of that percentage, it's probably not their preferred destination, but as a result of no other options, they're now obviously looking further afield, and like, for example, Carlo as well, we see, you know, an increase there of €20,000 in the last quarter. Yeah. Like, it's a big increase.
Now, your chart, which I've got in front of me here, is very interesting because it looks at the growth in house prices, and even though the house price base may be low, it's an indication of the supply and demand equation working. For example, in County Galway, prices have gone up by 8.3%.
Correct, yes.
You know, and that's a significant price hike. Another one, Offaly, although the price is 260,000, which a lot of people in the Dublin area would love to have a price like that. But it reflects a growth of 8.3% in the prices there. So they're the counties to look out at. You know, they might be good value now, but if the rate of price increase continues, they may not be in the future.
Well, Pat, and it's hard to see, and we're certainly not trying to talk up the market, but it's hard to see how these places aren't going to continually increase in value. What you're seeing there is the likes of the Tullamores, the Ennises, the bigger sort of suburban towns that are now being looked at from sort of people sort of from that sort of commuter belt onwards. So, I mean, they arguably might be getting that little bit of a bigger house there. They might be getting maybe that bigger garden and so forth. So all of these locations now, Pat, are, you know, there's nothing ruled out. All of these locations now are being looked at.
But if you look at some of the higher priced places like Dublin, the increase is quite small. Now, obviously, 1.3% of a large number still amounts to a large number. But the increase in Dublin, 1.3%. In Galway City, at 2.9%, whereas in Galway County, it's 8.3% of an increase.
So it
looks like that maybe we're maxing out on the affordability of houses in these cities.
Yeah, and in the context of the buyer, and this is, you know, this is what we sort of need to look at. They're being very sort of disciplined, Pat, in terms of the way they're going about buying properties. There's obviously guide prices on properties at the moment, and there's general debates in terms of bidding wars and all of these situations as a result of the lack of supply. But the reality on the ground and what our members are saying around the country is that, you know, there isn't the bidding war situations. There's an affordable level that they can get to. A lot of the bidders are only maybe bidding once. So if you see a property, for example, at 250,000, for example, and that particular buyer says, you know what, that's not bad value. You know, I'll give it my best shot, which is why the market is operating the way the market is operating. They decide to go maybe at 255 or 260 to try and secure the property. So they're sort of putting their best foot forward, but it's not a case like previous whereby, you know, you could have five, six, seven people who would be lined up to bid on a property and it creating that sort of bidding war situation. We're not experiencing that, Pat. What we're seeing is people putting their best foot forward.
All right, some of the texts coming in. My daughter and son-in-law are building a log cabin on our land for just €40,000. Why are people not using these companies more? That's from Ian in Cork. Well, there's the whole question of planning permission. I mean, you can put a shomra in your garden, but it's a temporary structure and, you know, it's not expected to last for 30 years. We bought our house 2 years ago in Hopyland, Tullamore, 170,000, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, huge garden, and just an hour drive from the M50. This year, the houses on our street, which cost 140 or 170 just a couple of years ago, are now starting at 250. So that's almost a 50% increase in 2 years.
But in those locations, and this is an important point as well, you know, we're still selling properties below what they cost to build. So I understand, and it was particularly good value at 170,000. But even at 250,000, Pat, you know, we're still, you know, in the second-hand home market, they're still, you know, a lot below what one would cost if they had to build it. So, you know, it's very hard to see where this is going to finish because from a practical point of view, there's still probably further increases on the horizon as a result of the lack of supply.
Now, looking at the other end of the market, for people, for example, who can work from home or maybe who want to retire from an expensive property in the capital, as I mentioned earlier, 170,000 will buy you a three-bed semi in County Donegal. In Leitrim, 194,000. In Cavan, 187,500. I'm looking for other low ones. There's not many more low ones. Louth, 282. But basically, if you fancy living in Leitrim, in Cavan or Donegal, and you can work from there, or you want to retire to those picturesque counties, well, the world is your oyster.
Absolutely. And to be fair, given the road networks and so forth, the country is only getting smaller. So as a result, all of these locations are now highly accessible compared to maybe, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago. So you're 100% right, Pat. I mean, there's absolutely excellent value. I mean, if you're purchasing a property in County Leitrim for 194,000, I mean, it can set you up nicely, you know, lifestyle-wise, you know, take out the stress of your daily commutes and so forth. Obviously, you know, you have to have the ability to be able to work from home, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, there's opportunities there. And that's what we'd say to people. There is opportunity in all of these locations, but combined with that, Pat, it's also a very, very good time to sell, because like property isn't always as liquid as it is today. So from a practical point of view, we're dealing with sort of sale agreed processes and timelines from anywhere from sort of 2 weeks to 6 weeks.
All right.
So, like in the context,
if someone
of,
wants to liquidate a good asset and buy something less expensive in the hinterland, this is a great time to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Seamus, I mean, thank you very much for joining us. There's full details, by the way, of all of this in today's Irish Independent if you want to have a look at those graphs and all the rest of it. Seamus Carthy, spokesperson for the Real Estate Alliance, thank you very much for joining us. I'm trying to build a wooden house, says Michael. The council are making it very difficult for me. I'm not sure whether you're building a log cabin from scratch or whether it's a timber-framed house, and there are rules and regulations about those houses, and they're very warm and they're very safe. So I don't quite know what the difficulty might be. You could share that with us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.